Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane Twin, and it's the 5th of December today. Simon seems to be doing kind of a December boom. So I thought I could try and keep up with that. Be more successful than December beard for me anyway. But then, yeah, I was really feeling great yesterday, and then I also completely forgot what I wanted to talk about. Which I think was some sort of first world problem. I've noticed that Waitrose is out of bran flakes. There's a bran flakes shortage and a salami shortage, which doesn't sound too bad if, unless I tell you that the kids live on that stuff. And it's really weird. They seem to have these shortages of not exactly essential items every now and then. There was a coconut milk shortage. Now that really is a first world problem. But no, I'm sure that also affected the Asian countries, and they might need it a bit more. I think they didn't have a very good harvest of coconuts then. Oh, that looks rather serene. I might just take a picture. See if I can do this and talk to you at the same time. And then I also noticed once... Oh, yes, a pasta shortage. Yes, that was a little bit more... terrible, especially when you have small children that, again, you know, refuse to eat much else. There we go, another picture. I might include that. It's looking quite nice this morning in the canal. There's some waves coming down there, I don't know, from the lock. Ah, okay. Looks like there's a boat going through inside the water. Doesn't look quite as calm as usual. So yes, and then the other thing I wanted to have a little bit of a moan about is Lego. It's supposed to be so brilliant, but well, I saw somewhere else someone said that, yeah, it's actually more helpful in preparing you for the world of IKEA flat packs these days, because you have to always read the instructions. And I've certainly noticed that with my 5-year-old, because he started off getting Lego sets of all sorts of things, and now if we get the Lego out, his first question is always, where are the instructions? I can't do it without instructions. So it's a bit of a challenge to show him that, no, actually the idea is to do it without. And that's also the irony of the Lego movie, isn't it? Because it was all about being creative and doing your own thing and not following the instructions. But, hello. But, sorry, neighbour. In car. But that's exactly what you're meant to do. Just instructions. I don't know how creative Lego is anymore these days. And the other thing that bugs me is that practically, rather than having lots of little Lego pieces lying around, well, I think we get that still anyway, because bits always break off. But basically what we get a lot of is sort of the finished thing standing around and cluttering up a lot of valuable space. You can't just take the whole thing and just put it in a box where all the Lego sits anyway, because something could break, and then, oh my god, we'll need the instructions to put it back together. So from a tidying up point of view, it's not ideal either. But we'll see if we can get the kids maybe over Christmas, get them together and make them do something again. I think Simon tried it the other day and they came up with some brilliant animals. And I'm still on track to get Henry some more wheels, because he's got a box of random Lego, but there's only like 2 wheels in there. What are you supposed to do with that? But again, you're supposed to buy all those bits separately as well, and then for lots of money. So I've seen you can buy like a box of 500 wheels for 40 quid. Well, no, I didn't need that many. So off to the Lego shop it is, and then you can just fill a little tub there. So I'll do that. Well, I've still got 2 weeks to go before Christmas, so 1.5, because school breaks up early. And then, yeah, so I have to lay on a shopping trip. and see what I can get. Right, okay, I'm also back at the house right now, so I'll stop here and say thank you for listening, and hope you all have a good day, and a good weekend, because that's what's next. And because it's the 5th of December, that means, I think Simon already mentioned this, that also means it's Nikolaus tomorrow, for the Germans anyway. So that means we get to polish our boots, and we're going to do the boots, because you see, if you put a boot out, then there's more space for Nikolaus to put more presents in, see? Nah. Or sweets. I mean, he usually brings sweets. You get up and you have a look in the morning, and then hopefully boots should be filled with lots of sweets, so that'd be good. Anyway, so have a good one, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.